Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening, Moira and Aboisai. I'd like to start the share with a correction. I made a mistake yesterday, and I'd like to thank publicly Benjamin Zev Goldberg, who is a listener. He listens very nicely to the show, just he's not present physically, but he was May mit me ala emes, hemidani ala emes. He pointed out that the bracha, we spoke yesterday about the bracha on Loit, it is referring to Zoicha Tzadikim is referring to Avraham Avinu. Loit was saved in the schos of Avraham Avinu, the tzidkas of Avraham Avinu. And that's why we make the bracha Zoicha Tzadikim. Why the Lashon plural is appropriate for this bracha, I'm still not quite sure. But it's referring to Avraham Avinu. And it's only that Loit was saved in the schos of Avraham Avinu, and that's why we make the bracha when we see Loit. We won't make a bracha. It's clearly referring to, it's Loit's episode that brings about this bracha, but it is the tzaddik that we're referring to over here is Avraham Avinu. So I just want to rectify this. Right, okay. Well, tonight we're going to be defining Mitzvah Hashem, the exact definition of a nes. How would you define a nes that deserves a bracha? And again, I've said it earlier, but I want to just clarify that again, that goymel, the bracha that we make about goymel, is different. You're quicker to make the bracha about goymel than she'osa nes. So I want to just define a nes now. It's quite hard. How do you define a nes that you make a bracha on? Pardon? Near-death experience. Okay, yeah?
In nature, it's something that goes against the frequency of nature.
So very good.
Sun rises every morning.
Good. Excellent. That's mamash and mamash. Absolutely. The sun rising. Is the sun rising an ace or not? What do you think about it? Do you think that the sun rising every day is an ace?
Yes.
It's nothing but an ace.
It's an S.
It's a miracle, no? Which is very, very, very... Think about it. But there's something miraculous about it. I remember that when I wasn't getting to Shiva, I used to go to Shiva Mot Chamela. So I remember that he once said, I don't remember much what he said, unfortunately, but one thing that I remember him saying is that Teva, nature, comes from the word of Tova, to sink, to drown. Because nature is such frequent reoccurrence of miracles that we just drown in it and we don't see Hashem anymore in it. But really, Teva is also nature. It's just that we're Tovea in it because of the frequency of it. So there's definitely, if you think about it, the nes of just nature, I mean, it's a very powerful nes. It's just that we don't notice it. So how are we going to define the nes that you make a bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch is going to now go into this, and he's going to say the following in page 268. Seif Tes in Simrei Shu Tes. Yesh Oimrim, some say, She'einu Mevorech Al Nes. You can only make a bracha on a miracle, Elo B'Nes, She'yoytzei, that goes out, Meminek O'olam. It goes out from nature, from the natural events in the world. Have a nes, but a miracle, show minig olam, which goes in line with the regular, with the minig olam, which goes in line with nature, with the minig olam, the toiladotoy, and everything which is linked and associated with natural events. Kugoin, such as, listen to that example. Shebo ganovim balaylo. You had, chasvashom, not you, somebody had thieves, robbers, breaking into the house. What would you make a bracha on if robbers break into the house? For Bali de Sakon, and he came into great danger. Venitzoil, and he is saved. For Chiyotze Bazaar, and similar. And I know of a family in Golders Green. They had, on a Friday night once, and there was armed robbers outside the house, trying to break in middle of the night. They had weapons, sizable weapons with them, like, I don't know exactly what kind of weapons, but they had weapons with them. And they tried to break into one of the big houses in Golders Green, and and they tried to break in from the back. It was a number of them. But then the Balas Habayis, she heard about it and she went down and she started against, I think probably against instinct, screaming and yelling at them so loud that it actually woke up neighbors from both sides of the house. But she screamed out so much that they got scared of her. They got scared of her and they ran away. They got scared of her. They ran away. So so the, would you make you know, the ones with the black things on, you know, the black. So but they ran away. So is that an age? Would you make a bracha after that or not? Make a bracha or not? So Shulchan Aruch says here that this is. You won't make a bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on that. He wasn't sakana, but you're not going to make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha on that? Why don't you make a bracha? Armed robbers. Goyim, maybe, yeah. But why not the bracha Sha'asa Nisim? Sha'asa Linais? It's near-death experience, Moshe. It's a near-death experience, is it? The answer is because it is. You can explain it. It's not a supernatural thing. And the fact that thieves run away and robbers are scared, it's not supernatural. It goes in line with natural understanding of circumstances. Because they got scared and they ran away. They thought that she may have triggered the police alarm. I mean, you know, it's not against nature. The word is supernatural. Anything that is supernatural and that forces us to realize that there's hashkocha, that's where you're going to make the bracha. Shulchan Aruch says, v'yesh cholek, some disagree. V'tovel v'orech b'lo haskar Hashem v'malchus, and sometimes you will make a bracha b'lo haskar Hashem v'malchus. We'll see when that applies. But in general, the scenario that everybody agrees you make a bracha is when there's something supernatural which took place. Something which is not, it's beyond the regular understanding of the running of the world. So it's beyond. The Mefarshim say that, the Mishmur explains Sivkot and Choftes, a few examples. Sivkot and Choftes, Shuyotze Minag Oilam, Kugoin Uvdu Denitzke Bashas, Be'er Chot Shehalach Bamidbar, somebody was walking in the desert, and he got lost, Verbisakanas Misa, and he was in danger of death, so near-death experience, walking around in a desert. Machmas Tzoma, because he was extremely thirsty, there was no liquid with him anymore. Fizrachesh Nesali, a Nes happened, V'nofig L'mayim Mayim, and suddenly there was a well here. And he suddenly he could draw water from the well. That is an obvious Nes. Obvious Nes, you're going to make a bracha when you go back to that place. So he said, the case, you're not going to make a bracha if these robbers broke in and you got saved. That's minigo oilam, yeah. That suddenly people showed up. He started screaming and people ran away. So that is naturally, you can explain that. And you can make a bracha on, you can't make a bracha on that. Einu chayv levarich, shegele shom b'pam achre b'kis shosu nisim, b'kol makum b'shir, sh'ole atzol atzich levarich b'is a goymel. That's mama's your point. You're going to make a goymel. Of course you're going to make a goymel, potentially. But you're not going to make the bracha sh'osu nisim b'makum hazeh, sh'olu nes b'makum hazeh. To b'kis a goymel, l'akabak dinu kula ha'ashid nes gomu. Because when it comes to b'kis a goymel, we're going to see that in Sim Reshutes, we don't actually need a proper nes. Right, so we have over here the point of having something which is extraordinary, an extraordinary event, that's when you make a bracha. What happens if somebody chalila had a car accident? A bad one. Do you make a bracha or not?
Not according to your
stages
before.
What? Not supernatural.
No, not supernatural.
You make a bracha. Does anybody agree to that?
Unless it's a terrible
one. Yeah. Pardon? So it's interesting what you're saying, because I saw that the poskim want to tell that if it is looked at, so if it's a bad enough accident that people look at it as a nes that he survived, somebody that ended up under a lorry or you know, like something, and he got away with nothing, somebody looked at it and said, wow, you know, the kind of thing that after ends up in the newspaper kind of thing. So that kind of thing, which is like which evident that there is some hashkocha involved. So there, the poskim say that could be considered sufficient nes, a regular kind of nes, that a regular kind of accident. It's very bad, but if it, you won't make a bracha. But if there are sometimes really bad accidents that would al pi d'echa teva, a person would really end up in a bad way, and nothing happens, then you could make the bracha. All right. So normally, when it comes to an operation, what do you think? Is it an ace? Is it a miracle?
If it's a 50-50 chance of survival, or it's less
than... Right, so most operations are normally done...
Routine.
Right, so routine operations...
If it's a very difficult operation, and the chances of survival are very slim, but you do survive...
Yeah, so if it's routine operations, there's nothing to talk about, you won't make the Boch of Nisim. If it's an operation which is a great danger is involved, I still don't think that it's considered a nes. That since there is a substantial amount of people who make it to the operation, otherwise they wouldn't do it, right? So it's the kind of operation that many people get out of, many people do it, and they get away with it fine. It's still not considered a nes. It's not something which is supernatural. It's something which is extremely strange and...
I'm talking more about an operation where the doctors say, if you don't have it, it's dangerous, but if you do have it, your chances of survival of the operation are very slim.
Ah, so why are they doing it?
Even if they don't do it, the person will still die. Perhaps.
Right.
But if they do it, he might survive, but he might not. And the chances of him surviving are very low.
Right.
So less...
Yes, operation with very low rate of survival.
If there was a very dangerous operation, yes, it was quite a dangerous operation to do, but they have to do it, otherwise they'll die anyway.
Yeah. And then he makes it the way he gets
through it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, going on. I don't know. I'm not sure.
The examples that were given here,
Mara's
mother, Eleanor, and Yardin, Islamic, no one can ever replicate such a mess. It's never happened in history again since then.
Yeah.
Supernatural, it can never happen. No one can replicate it. If you have a slim chance of survival, it's possible.
So just to clarify, because I want to ask, and I actually mentioned that yesterday, what with being thrown in the lion's den? I'm not talking about the Kipshon Ha'esh of Hanan and Mishael Azariah. Kipshon Ha'esh, they were thrown into the Kipshon Ha'esh, and they were not harmed at all.
What about
Avon? They were not harmed at all. They were thrown into a fire, furnace of fire. And the Nebuchadnezzar saw it and he said, wow, that's unbelievable. And they got away and they came out and there was nothing visible on them at all. They were not harmed at all. As opposed to Daniel was thrown into a lion's den. And there we do make a bracha. I know that it's a dangerous place to go. I'm not denying that. But according to you, is it something which is supernatural? Yeah. So that's true. So it is true, and I think it might have to do with it. I think that the point about Daniel wasn't just the fact that he wasn't in a lion's den and he made it out of it. I think it was also the length of time he was there. I think it was a day or a few days in there. And also the fact that the lion was kept, it was a closed, enclosed area. They closed the, it was like a pit, and they covered it up. And there was no way... The lion had no other source of food besides him. So if he doesn't eat it up in 1 hour, 2 hours, okay, that might not be an ace. But the fact that it was there for an extended amount of time, plus there was no other macaw food, so that's probably what makes it a supernatural. I don't have otherwise a complete explanation. What do you think? It's a good shot? Yeah. That's a good shot. I didn't see this anywhere, but I think otherwise it's hard to understand. Yeah.
Some people say, because they found it, so the time on that is, that's the you find something. Even if you haven't found something in a long time, and now you find it's not, then so the time on that is, why should you make a bracha?
Yeah.
So you have to come on to know they lit it. And
was it different pshat, or eighth every day, or whatever the pshat is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear that. I hear that. So therefore you're saying that, what's the, could you say that, has to be clearly supernatural kind of... Good. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
That was an ace.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, but this is there. He wasn't.
People walk through fire.
You can walk through fire?
Yeah. Hot coals.
Walk on the fire. Yeah, hot coals. That's different than being going through fire. But
how does that work? Is that through training or what?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's
trying. Yeah.
That's different to being thrown into a furnace.
Yeah, it probably is. That's something you can do through training, yeah. Yeah. Okay, but that, I think that's right. So now the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch does say that. One second, he's talking about this rubber scenario. Shulchan Aruch says v'yesh cholek, some disagree, and he says you can still make a bracha without the name of Hashem of this armed robbery case. So that obviously needs understanding. Why can you make a bracha on that? So the Mishnah Berurah will explain this now as follows in Tzivkot Lamed Beis v'yesh cholek. Afilo yatzala sheloy lemalam ederech hateva. So there are opinions hold that even if it was not above the teva, it wasn't supernatural. Half of became, nevertheless, kim shei b'sakono, since he was in great danger. Im loy nizdam in loy atzola, if not for the saving element in it, neis miki, it's a neis. Vechayev lahoidos, and you're obligated to thank for the shabach, to thank and to praise laboira to Hakadosh Baruch Hu al sheheichin veizmele atzola bregezu. You still have to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu that you were saved from this armed robbery. So although it's not supernatural, but he still there was an element over here that of great hashkocha. So therefore, even if not of even kyoitzer bazev, there's a rock or a stone fell on a person's head. Hoisha avol of agolav tuuno, there was a wagon that drove over a person. Shebidechateva yishiyomus aledez, that under normal circumstances, a person would have died through this for nitzel memisa, and he would have saved from clear death. Mikshagi lo isimokim mishloishim yom mishloishim tzorich levoch yitzlam nekebocha. Would you make a bracha without Shem Hashem? Ve'im nofal even tzomuch l'roishoy, but if the stone fell right next to him, or niska bazel tzomuch l'einoy, or a big iron stick landed up next to his eyes, ve'nasel l'einez, the neiz habo l'einofal even l'roishoy, and it didn't end up on his head, just on the side, niska bazel be'ein mamash. So if it's a kind of, it had next to him, or near miss kind of thing, then first opinion, don't make a bracha at all. For the Ashnia Efshah Shemavach, the second opinion, you may make a bracha, but without name Hashem. Kichol Otom Shikov, the Dovah Sheish, Pesakon of Nitzel Mevorech, Val Ken Yvorech, Shalosh Shem Amalchus, I'm a Veralocha. So, Mishnah Berurah now explains the second opinion. Okay, so, everybody agrees on what we explained earlier. Supernatural, you make a bracha. Everybody agrees on that. Here, there is an additional opinion, though, Yesh Oimim, that if it's not a supernatural thing, but it's something which is shows clear hashkocha, I think that's the way to say it. The wagon that drives all person and he gets away with nothing. The stone that falls and nothing happens to him. The armed robbery that happens and it's on the natural, on the normal kind of events, it doesn't really make sense. You didn't expect that kind of outcome. And if it's clear, strong, what we call nowadays hashkocha pratis, then the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion that you can say the bracha without Shem Hashem. Hagoyim is different. Hagoyim is more, you make the name of Hashem, and you can make it quicker than that. You can make it quicker than that.
Is it not better to say something
with Shem Hashem? No. There is an opinion. There is an opinion, but we don't pass it. He said, we make the bracha without the name of Hashem. Yeah, there are.
This
opinion you have to say without Shem Hashem. Yeah.
And this is better to say without Shem
Hashem
than
going with Shem Hashem. Yeah. We'll speak about Goyim, but yeah. Now the Mishnah continues and he says the following. Kosva achoni, mishana seloi neis, somebody who had neis happened to him. Yesh lelafish tztoki kifi asukasyot. Well, how do you thank Hashem for neis? Did anybody have a private personal neis that happened to him? What did you do about it? Pardon? Sium. So, well, he says the first thing you need to do is you need to give tzedakah. You should have to give it to loim de Torah. So, it doesn't say we need to poor people, by the way. It says you need to give loim de Torah, which probably are poor, but the point being loim de Torah. You should say, explicitly, you should say, I'm giving this for tzedakah, my money I'm giving tzedakah here. And he should build the will of Hashem. And this is instead of the korban toida. Shoyisichayev bismana mikdash that would have brought and sacrificed in times of Beis Hamikdash. Feroy loyma parashas toidot is also appropriate and the right thing to do to say the parashas toidot. V'toy feroy loy, and it is right and proper. L'sakin is a tzorch rabin be'ir. It is right and proper to establish something for the service and benefit of the community. Yeah, tzorch rabin be'ir. People will do that nowadays. They will establish a gemach. It's a common thing when people have a nes. They feel that Hashem was particularly kind. Very often, they will establish a gemach. That's what Lov Rabbonim and Talmid Chachamim, they will advise a person when they had a great nes to happen to him. They'll advise, make a gemach of something. Make a gemach. V'chol shana b'yom zeh, every anniversary of that day, of the event, yispoideit, you should... you should think and ponder. You should then praise Hashem, and you should every year you should thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. You should be happy, and you should share and tell people about the chesed that has happened to you. So again, if a neis happens, you should give tzedakah, give it to Elohim de Torah. You should say explicitly, this is instead of a korban toida. You should say korban toida. And you should establish something for the service of the community, and you should make every year an anniversary in that on that day of the event. By the way, that there is a lot of in Satmar and other rebbes and other gedolim that were saved from the war. They have that day. What in Satmar? It's the Chaval of Kislev. They make a goyis suda. The rebbe makes a goyis suda. The anti rebbe, I don't know if he does. He does. Yeah, it wasn't him. It was in Lubavitch to make a day that the Rebbe got out of prison. It's very much in line with this. What's the day the Rebbe got out of prison? Yeah. Yad Kislev. That's the day he got out of prison. That's in line with this. That the day that something happened, you make the chiyuv is on him himself, not necessarily the chassidim, but the chiyuv on the person himself is to get together and praise and thank Kodesh Baruch for this event. There was in Frankfurt, some sofer speaks about various dates, that there was some kelet had an establishment, there was a goyis seif, there was a big burning, you know, that in the olden days, it was when there was the house was made out of wood, and then there was a fire, and that spread very quickly, in minutes it spread over the whole village and town. So various kelets had Purim, there was a Purim de Frankfurt. I forgot the date, you know, Purim de Frankfurt, and Purim the in Turkey, Purim the Salonika, there was they had the dates, the days that the Yidden were saved. They had after this anniversary. It was a danger, the whole city was in danger, but many survived. And on that day that the Nes occurred, they were saved, they would make all the future years, they would make afterwards a Goyse Suda and a Yoim of Oidah. Interesting, Shaila by, and this went on for years and years and years and years. The Chavaz Yoim, Azed the Chavaz Yoim has a tshuva, a very interesting tshuva. What happens, there was a Kehila that had a great nace that happened to them. Forgot the date, I think it was a Kehila in Mainz. One of the Ekkesh Kehilas. And there was a great nace happened there, I forgot what the nace was. I think they got saved from in a war or something, they got away with nothing. And they had every day on that anniversary, they had a great party. And then what happened was that Goyim came and chased them away from the Kehila. They chased away, they all scattered around in different places. After a number of years, they came back and they resettled in that Kehila. And the question now was, do they need to continue with that anniversary, with that Yom Hoidah or not? Considering the fact that it's his new Kehila now or not. And he has a whole chum about it. And the point I'm bringing out from this is that how important this was. He was a whole clang, is this a new Kehila now? Is it the old established Kehila which is renovated? Which is renovated, or is it that the new Kehila is an old Kehila? What is it exactly? He was clearing in the Ganser Shaila and how he passed. The point being that it was a real thing. It's a real thing. The day that this happens to a person, don't just machavek, but you have to make a fuss about it, even for future generations. Right, okay, this is in terms of the halachas of Sha'osanis. We'll continue with Simchat Reish Yud Tes tomorrow. Just summarize what we learned tonight. Tonight we analyzed the halachas of what is considered a nes exactly. How do you define a nes? And we said that something which is supernatural, everybody agrees, he deserves the bracha. Something which is a great ashgacha, that's already a machlok. And some say that you make the bracha without Shem Hashem. That if it's a great ashgacha, something which seems like a wow kind of event, which you see the Yad Hashem, But if it's anything beyond that, yeah, the sun rising every day, it's great, it's beautiful, it's a nice, but that's not something you make a bracha on. We then spoke about the additional lochas that is in the gea for when a nes happens. Mishneh Berurah says you should give tzedakah to learn the Torah. You should say it explicitly. You should say korban the parashas Torah. You should establish a communal service, and you should make sure to every year on that day thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. Good evening, Abayisa.